Now let us move on to item number four, which is matters arising. So on the matters arising, first of all, on our paragraph 2.3, the enhancement of pedestrian connectivity in Tsim Sha Tsui. So I think members might have noted from the news report that the Sogo department store in Tsim Sha Tsui will be closed in early 2014. And this might affect the pedestrian access to the waterfront areas in Tsim Sha Tsui because as from our fieldwork, etc., the Sogo department store pedestrian access is quite important to the entire area's connectivity. So in this regard, may I invite Mr. Wilson Pang of TD to update the members on the arrangement after the closure of Sogo, and at the same time also report to us the progress of the At Grey pedestrian crossing that we have proposed between the Peninsula Hotel and the new Salisbury Garden across Salisbury Road. Wilson, please.
Thank you, Chair Lady. First of all, it's about the proposed closure of the Sogo exit. In fact, the developer and its consultant has approached us inquiring our view on the proposed closure of the exit at Sogo. And we are still in the process of discussing with them. And we also give them our initial comment on their proposal. We need to wait for their response to our comments. This is the first issue on the Sogo exit. For the pedestrian crossing across Salisbury Road, we finished the design. We consult LCSD and obtain the agreement on the design. We also consult the Yao Chin Wong District Council on the design of the pedestrian crossing. They supported our proposal, and we have already issued our request to Highways Department to carry out the works. So now Highways is carrying out the detailed design of the works. So very soon they will start the site investigation on site. And hopefully, according to their information, Highways information, they will complete the crossing in mid next year. That is my report.
Thank you, Wilson, for this excellent news, because this has been something that we has been trying to press across, and it's good that, you know, the design has already been finished and there has been support from the local community. And in a sense, with this At Grey pedestrian crossing, the pedestrian access, you know, through department stores and other commercial buildings, probably the need for that would be further reduced, because as far as possible, pedestrians do value At Grey crossing. Thanks a lot, Wilson. And please do keep us informed about the Sogo department store.
Sure.
In the future.
Sure.
Thank you.
Chair, yes. Could I just ask a question through you? Just on Sogo, in practical terms, if they decide to close down the department store, is there anything that we can do? I mean, I appreciate through negotiation you might be able to achieve some form of interim access, but is the reality that if they choose to close down the store, we lose that point of access and egress?
Thank you, Nick and the Chairman. And according to my understanding, it is a temporary closure. It's not a permanent closure. No.
That I appreciate, but if they close, they can close. There's nothing we can do to stop them. There's no public right, public access through the property. There's nothing we can do to...
According to my knowledge, we will ask them to provide alternative access for the users. So long they provide us a reasonable alternative for the users, I think we cannot object. We need to facilitate the development there. Yeah.
Thank you. So I think in the next report, probably you can give us more information on to how temporary it will be, and in the interim, what alternative routes they have proposed together with TD, probably to facilitate pedestrian access during that renovation. Okay. Yes.
I mean, I'm just following on with, I mean, next, I mean, Kiwi, whether there would be, I mean, certain obligations under the government land grant that the developer, I suppose, I mean, which is, I mean, part of New World Group, whether they are under the land grant, they have the obligation to maintain the railway through the property as such. So that, I mean, even though that they would possibly, I mean, incur slightly more costs, the public can still enjoy that, I mean, linkage, I mean, from the MTR to the, I mean, cultural center area. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good point. Wilson?
Thank you, Chair Lady. I think this is outside my ambit to advise because we are looking after the traffic engineering aspects of the temporary closure. As regarding the lease condition, we haven't have sight of such. I think that document, is it confidential? I don't know. It's between the government and the developer. So maybe other department can help. Maybe lands department can help.
Yes, Winnie?
Well, perhaps the Secretariat will go back and check with departments and we'll let you know the details later on.
All right. Thank you. Let's work together during this temporary phase so that pedestrians do have alternative routes. Okay. Thank you. And then the next matters arising item would be paragraph 2.16 and 2.17 on the... Oh, sorry. I miss Venus, okay. And also, you know, after this, actually, Ms. Venus Choi of the Harbour Unit would also like to update members on the work on the Interdepartmental Working Group on Enhancement of Pedestrian Connectivity in Tsim Sha Tsui.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Venus, please.
Thank you, Chair. That's fine. Good afternoon, members. I'm Venus from the Harbour Unit. Following the site visit to Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront last November, our working group was set up to look into the pedestrian connectivity in Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront. The working group involves representatives from the Harbour Unit, CEDD, LCSD, Transport Department, Tourism Commission, the Yao Chin Wong District Office and the FTR Corporation. We have also invited Hong Kong Tourism Board to give us advice at times. As the coordinator of the working group, I would like to report the improvement works done by the working group so far for members' information. The working group first attempted to find the best routes from the Tsim Sha Tsui MTR station to different harbourfront attractions under the existing pedestrian walkway and MTR subway network. We have, with reference to the signages in the Tsim Sha Tsui and Tsim Sha Tsui East MTR stations, identified two best routes to these six major attractions. These would provide basis for the working group to synchronize signages along these routes. For Route A, it covers destinations which are on the eastern end of Tsim Sha Tsui Harbourfront, including Avenue of Stars, Hong Kong Museum of Art, and the Hong Kong Space Museum. The visitors going to these places will first walk through the subway within the MTR station to exit J, which will lead to the subway of the Tsim Sha Tsui SOGO Mall. They can then climb up to the ground level at the SOGO exit, connecting to Salisbury Garden, and there will be signs pointing the directions of different attractions. For Route B, it covers the Hong Kong Cultural Center, Clock Tower, and the Star Ferry Pier. Similar to Route A, the visitors will first go through the MTR subways to exit L5 or L6, and then they will climb up to the ground from the subway. There will then be signages guiding them to major facilities and activity spots. Having regard to the best routes identified and to follow up on members' comments raised at the previous site visit, the working group has identified several areas of discrepancy and implemented some improvement works. First, it is the signage at the exit of the Tsim Sha Tsui SOGO Mall. Given that the Salisbury Garden is undergoing construction, LCSD has helped set up two temporary banners, as shown on the slide. These two. To show the directions of several harbourfront destinations. Similarly, another set of temporary banners are displayed at the entrance of the Hong Kong Museum of Art. Apart from the exits at the SOGO and also the Hong Kong Museum of Art, we also consider that visitors may get lost after climbing up from the MTR subway near the Hong Kong Cultural Center. Hence, a new VSIS signpost has been erected at the spot to direct visitors to their desired harbourfront areas, such as the Space Museum, Museum of Art, and also Avenue of Stars, etc. So this is the VSIS sign erected. With the renovation of the Salisbury Garden, LCSD will produce a new set of signages of prominent size at important locations, for example, the exit of SOGO Mall, to guide visitors to different harbourfront attractions. This new set of signages will be adopted by the Hong Kong Cultural Centre complex when other facilities, such as the Hong Kong Museum of Art and the Hong Kong Cultural Centre, undergo their renovation in future. We shall discuss with other relevant departments to suggest continuous improvement to the signages along the pedestrian routes from the hinterland to the harbourfront when opportunity arises, including discussion with the MTR on the possibility of revamping its signage system in Tsim Sha Tsui and Tsim Sha Tsui East stations. The working group is aware that the proposed grade crossing at Salisbury Road introduced by TD just now will have significant implications to the best routes from the Tsim Sha Tsui hinterland to the harbourfront. Thus, the working group will review the best routes, taking into account the latest changes in pedestrian connections and aligning the signages along the way with a view to enhancing the pedestrian connectivity at the Tsim Sha Tsui harbourfront for both the locals and the tourists. When the revised best routes have been identified, the working group will then proceed with the development of a mobile application to facilitate tourists in finding suitable ways to the harbourfront. We plan to incorporate the augmented reality feature in this mobile application. With this feature, when a user points his mobile a smartphone to, say, the Hong Kong Cultural Centre, the mobile application will pop up a virtual display of information such as text, video or sound relevant to the Hong Kong Cultural Centre. This interactive feature should enhance public awareness of these harbourfront attractions and in turn promote our harbourfront. So this is the end of my presentation, and we welcome members' comments and views. Thank you.
Thank you, Venus. I think this is really excellent, and it shows that our field visit was really valuable because a lot of the specific recommendations, like the installation of extra signages, has been taken up. And that's a new initiative as well on the mobile phone, on the apps. And I think, Venus, you may further provide us with details on the apps. Maybe we can try it on during one of the field visit that we may have in the future. Is there any comment from members on this significant work of Harbour Unit, Nick?
Chair, obviously very encouraging, and as you say, makes it feel all worthwhile. Just a comment, I mean, SOGO appeared several times in the presentation and the importance of that link. I mean, I think it does emphasise even more the challenge we face with if the developer is going to redevelop that site. So I'm not sure we should wait till the next meeting for an update on the SOGO situation. Maybe we should try and have an interim report circulated to members.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nick. Is it feasible, Winnie?
We'll go back to check with relevant departments, and we'll try to get back the information as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Is there any other comment from members on this? Sujata?
Yes, sorry, Chair, I was a little late. But I think on this TST pedestrian connections, I wonder whether there's a look at the lower level, upper level, ground level, all connections together so that it's done comprehensively. Because, I mean, I wasn't there on the visit, but just when the effort is being made, might as well make it fully so that it's proper. Thank you.
Thank you. Venus?
Thank you, Chair. I think at present, the working group is trying to work on the existing constraint, that is the existing pedestrian connections, whether it is at grade or at the subway level. And then we try to align the signages or improve the signages to let the visitors can go to the harbourfront more easily. But then, as TD has just mentioned, that they will have the at grade crossing from the at the Salisbury Road. So I think with these these opening of the Great Crossing, the connectivity from the MTR station or the hinterland of the Tsim Sha Tsui would be much better. You can have like a great road from the Tsim Sha Tsui central Tsim Sha Tsui to the harbourfront. So I think we'll continue to work with the relevant departments, including TD, in enhancing the pedestrian connectivity in this regard. Gata?
I mean, that's great news, but it took us a while to get there. So I think somewhere down the line in the future, in decision making, there should be, so that the closure didn't happen to begin with, and it took us so many years to try and get it back. So imagine the amount of energy that went through. So in the future, some decisions are made, people are making them with this view that pedestrian connectivity to the harbourfront is actually important. So you don't take decisions that hamper that, because it takes much longer to try and get it back on track again. So, but it's very encouraging to see that, you know, we are focusing in this direction. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Venus, I think the group basically can also incorporate especially this important point by Sujata, by really when you consider the apps and the walking path, consider all different levels, right? And Peter?
Yes, well, I sort of agree with that, but I think really ground level environment is uppermost in everybody's mind. And there is this little gap here, right in the middle of the plan, associated with the pier and the MTRC freight yard. And I wonder what the status is in that. This area, including the Hung Hom Promenade area, was subject to a planning study about 4 years ago for planning department. There is a missing link. I can see it's very difficult to resolve with the current status of the freight yard, but in the fullness of time, that is supposed to be moving, is it not? I mean, can somebody give us an update on that?
Yes, Amy?
Okay, may I ask my STP to report on that?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I think the question is about the future development at the Hong Kong Freight Yard stations. In 2009, planning department completed a planning study on the Hong Kong area improvement, something like that, and which proposed to develop two hotels and some waterfront related use along the waterfront of the Hong Kong Freight Yard. However, the proposal is subject to the implementation of the SEL, the full name is Sha Tin and Central Link. Yeah, and the proposal will affect the development potentials for the waterfront area along the fire stations. So the planning department is going to liaise with the MTR to investigate where the development potential along that area. And I see that the future waterfront connection proposals has to be implemented after the SL project has been completed, because during up to 2020, the whole area will be occupied by the worst area of the SL project.
Thank you, Tom. I think the consideration has been considered, and we have to see what would be the next step in trying to incorporate and to propose specific pedestrian walkway in that area once the plan can be finalized. But it's important that we have this consideration right at the early stage, and I'm sure, you know, from the feedback of Tom that this has been considered. Right. Suki?
Can I suggest the linkages or the connectivity during the normal event should be okay, but during this special occasions, fireworks, I think there should be more attention in terms of the volume, the crowd management, the safety aspect, the handicap sort of access. They should all be considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Suki. I think this is a very important point. In particular, we have been trying to work on like the Harbourfront Authority and releasing the potential of the harbourfront so that we can hold more world events basically along the waterfront. So I think this would also be something that as little progress has been made on the pedestrian connectivity, especially in this important area of Tsim Sha Tsui. The special event has also been need to be considered. Right. So I think these are all very good comments, and Venus, please to take this forward. Okay, thank you. Is there any other comment? Right. If not, then the second item of matters arising would be paragraph 216 and 217, which is on the conceptual design of a dry weather flow interceptor at Cherry Street Bulk Culverts. And actually, the written response from the Drainage Services Department was circulated to members on the 10th of June. And if member want to raise further views on this matter, your views will also be conveyed to DSD. As you can see from the responses, all the comments has been addressed in a table manner and in a rather detailed and specific manner. So it's also important that we have the installation of this facility so that the water quality in Western Kowloon can really improve in good time. So let's conclude this matters arising if there's no other comment. Okay. Then that's the last matters arising, which is paragraph 2.24, the coach parking in Tsim Sha Tsui. As requested by members at the last meeting, the locations of the 9 off-street coach parking spaces were being sent to members on the 17th of September. And that's another plan showing the 9 coach parking spaces together with the existing ones circulated to members on the 26th of November. So that's for members' information. So is there any other comments on this particular item on coach parking? Okay. If not, we will move on. And there's no other matter arising as a follow-up for the last meeting.